H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Okay. All right.
That's how the devil does.
Amen.
Just when you think it's all right.
Yeah, amen. That goes monkey wrench.
Here we go.
There you go. Amen.
Ooh, how much it's
making you strong.
Yeah.
Good. A little winded.
Lord, that I was a critic.
I'm going to kind of dibble dabble with this text just a taste. Month of July, we will have the Faith Bishop Association here at the church. Can't remember the dates, but it'll be in the month of July. Praying for you, Reverend Brown, you and your family.
Amen.
Reverend Harris. Amen. Reverend Aaron and Reverend Guillory in their absence.
Amen.
Wherever they are, God be with them.
Amen.
As you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of Exodus.
Okay.
Exodus. The 15th chapter. Exodus. The 15th chapter.
We got to do get out of money.
And we're gonna start at the 23rd verse.
Okay.
We may go, I don't know where we'll start. But let's start at the 23rd verse, 15th chapter of Exodus. And ladies, I hadn't heard back from Brother Flack yet. I'm calling, but I'm waiting on a return call. And when they came to Moriah, they could not drink the waters of Moriah, for they were
bitter.
Therefore the name of it was called Moriah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet.
Yes.
There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. I might as well go on to that 26th verse.
Go ahead.
He proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is
right.
In his sight.
Yes,
right in his
right.
In his sight. Will give ear to his commandments.
Yes, sir.
And keep his statutes.
Yes, sir.
I will put none of these. What'd that word say?
Watch out.
I will not put these plagues.
Yes, sir.
These pandemics.
Yes, sir.
COVID. 19.
upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth
thee. All right, now.
Thee. Let's just talk a little bit here about life, bitter waters.
Bitter waters.
The brothers just got through saying that.
Man.
You ought to just hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
A change
is
coming.
Amen. Yes, sir.
One day.
And what they were referring to is that you have to hold on to the word.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
That's it. That's right.
And hold on to the promises of the word.
Amen.
And hold on to the Lord God Jehovah of all.
Amen.
And if you
hold on,
change comes.
A change shall come. Do I have some help in the
house?
Just hold on. It's holding on. Sometimes it gets rough.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Yeah. You just want to let it go.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you'd rather go to the divorce court.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The house gets small with two people. But there, in some cases, you just got to, if you're not being brutalized, and you're not walking around every other week with black eyes, these disagreements are going to happen.
Amen.
But it don't have to be where it becomes so physical. And so verbal, where it cannot be tolerated.
Yeah.
I leave that alone.
Go ahead, Lord.
I appreciate it.
I think you need
the Lord Jesus.
Y'all looking at me like I ain't never been
mad.
They
need to hear that.
Need to hear that.
The Lord Jesus. I think we need to
hear. I'm the one who can tell you about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in many cases, ladies and gentlemen, if we would just hold on to God's word, he would change some things in the heart.
Yes,
he
will.
He got the power.
He got the
power.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hold on.
You can make your decision.
Amen.
But trust me, you got to live with your consequences.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You can live with your decision, but you're going to have to deal with your, and some decisions that we make will bring about a consequence. And prayerfully through that consequence, the change will come to help you. Maybe not at this juncture here. But down the road, when you run into it again, you will handle it in a different way.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. That's true. Learning.
This life has so many ups and downs and turns and has valleys.
Yes, sir.
Bumps and all that.
All of
everything. Potholes. Yeah, all that stuff.
Life has so many.
All that stuff. You learned that.
So many.
Ups and downs.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Lord. Coming your way.
So you feel that
even when you're
good, God don't even look.
Amen. Right. Yeah. That's true.
All right. Yeah, even when you're good.
That's true.
Preachers.
It don't matter.
Go to the pulpit and announce, this is my last Sunday. It happens.
Yes, Lord.
Because life has so many. Some of you go to your job and say, I quit. But is quitting the answer? Trouble times are gonna come.
Yeah, they will. Sooner or
later. Headaches are gonna come.
Yes, they will.
But you have to be able to hang in there.
Yeah.
Through the power of prayer.
Yeah, man.
God can and will see you through.
See you through. Yes, sir.
And then you can look back and you can say, God lifted me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Protected me.
Yeah.
Carried me. Nurtured me.
Yes, sir.
Rocked me.
Yes, sir.
Anybody in the house in one of those columns?
Yes, sir.
Fed me. Anyone in the column? Healed me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Delivered me. Anybody in the house in one of these columns?
Yeah.
Because you can say, God did it all. Just for me. Not that you did anything special for him, but he done everything special for me. Not that you've been so wonderfully dutiful, so full of Christianity until God just says, no, you didn't do anything. God did it because he loved me.
Right.
He is God.
Yes, he'll go.
Life bitter.
Yeah.
Black America. We experiencing bitter pool. Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Why taking untruth? Something that never happened. And pretend and say it did happen. Just to change the laws across America. To keep people of color from voting. Or make it tougher to vote.
Bitter pool. Yeah.
We already are struggling with black on black crime.
Yeah, Lord.
Senseless killings.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is Wade with your Tuesday weather forecast in Shreveport. We're looking at sunny skies, high at 97, overnight low at 73. Monroe is locked in with sunshine with high at 95, lows at 73. Evening thunderstorms for Lake Charles. 93 is the high, 72 is the low. For Natchez, Mississippi, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. High at 95, low at 71. And right here in the central city, it'll be mostly sunshiny skies. Look for a high temperature at 97, overnight low at